I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. On the previous episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, you heard from the Courtney brothers. Now, it would make sense that this episode picks up with one of their connections, but that's not going to happen, at least not today. That'll be in the next episode, I promise. Today, The Rough Draft Diaries is taking you to a TEDx event. If you're not familiar with TED, TED is a nonprofit devoted to spreading ideas, usually in the form of a short presentation. TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. At least that's what they thought when they first created this nonprofit in 1981. Today, these presentations cover all sorts of topics, like science, business, global issues, anything really. And these events are held all over the world. The one I went to was held at the Way Library in Perrysburg, Ohio. Now, I've watched many TED Talks online, but I've never gone to an event, so I arrived a little early just to be extra prepared. And I ran into Adam, who was playing an important role at this TEDx event.
My name's Adam Marrier, and I am one of the librarians here. And tonight I am the host or MC of the event, so I'm sort of the traffic cop during our six speakers, two videos, multiple breaks, and hopefully riotous applause.
Adam was also one of the many people who helped put this event together. Now, that production team was under the direction of Natalie Dielman. She's the program specialist for the Way Public Library. She also was in charge of picking the theme for the evening. Interaction,
yeah. One of the things Natalie enjoyed about that was it was broad enough to really give us a nice strong foundation to start with, that we could see a lot of different types of talks come out of it, but still be able to use it as a through line. It feels like humanity or humanness is also sort of an undercurrent. We're going to hear tonight a lot about how not only is interaction between one another as people, but sort of with ourselves and our community, and that's always exciting because it gets everybody right to the edge of their seat.
And speaking of seats, there were a lot of early arrivals, people looking to find a good spot and prepare for the evening ahead.
I just heard about it, and I'm like, well, there's a bunch of different topics. And when I bought my ticket, they were saying, well, we don't know exactly. It's just so many different topics. I'm like, oh, okay, so it's very broad. Why not?
To see the collection of viewpoints that come and speak at the Away TEDx is just a wonderful night. People have these wonderful 18-minute talks that are going to be enlightening and insightful, and I'm going to walk away scratching my head going, wow, that was really wonderful.
I've seen them online, so I was like so excited. Yeah. Yeah. I hope it gives me the extra motivation because I have two exams next week. So
right. Motivation to get our lives together.
There were six speakers featured at the Way Library TEDx event. The evening began with Mamatha Venkat. She's a current student pursuing a post-baccalaureate pre-medical certification. She was followed by Adam Schneider, a postdoctoral research associate at the Ritter Astrophysical Research Center at the University of Toledo.
Oh, they were excellent and very different. The first young lady was incredible, and the gentleman then took us out into space, and that was amazing. And I learned more about planets than I ever knew, but I want to know more.
I loved it. We start by looking in, and we end by looking out.
Looking in is referring to Mamatha's presentation on meditation.
I've been meditating for the last 5.5 years, and I think we live in a world that encourages this idea that in order to be internally satisfied, we have to rely on external circumstances. So I really wanted to highlight this idea that success and satisfaction comes from internal development. It comes from being happy with yourself regardless of what your external circumstances, whether it be positive or negative.
Adam's presentation dealt with, well, I'll let him explain it.
So I basically talked about planets around stars other than the sun. My goal was kind of to give an idea of what we know about these kinds of planets, called exoplanets, what we know about them so far, and what we're learning about them right now.
There were four other TED Talks given that evening, but unfortunately we don't have enough time to cover every presentation. But again, each discussion revolved around the word interaction. Every presenter had a different perspective and brought new ideas to the table. I was curious to see how the audience responded to this word after all the presentations were over.
I guess interaction is how we're not one thing, that we're a lot of things. So how do those pieces of our identity interact?
It's the magic in between things. It's where the magic happens. I personally enjoy finding those areas of connection.
It's really being connected to whether it's people or projects or whatever around you. And so for me, interaction is how you connect with different people and different passions of your own.
I would say it's just a matter of people coming together and learning new things about each other and about the things that they know, and coming aware of things that are going on around you. So if you interact, the bigger the world becomes, you know, and you learn more, so much more about people's culture, their personal lives, their interests, what they went to college for, and it kind of makes the world a bigger place and gives you more understanding of the world around you when you interact with other people. And also have empathy for them, you know, and things like that. I think that's my definition, you know, to bring the world be a bigger place, you know.
In a way, by listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries, you're kind of a part of this TEDx event. So I guess since you're a participant now, I can ask you the question. What does the word interaction mean to you, and why is it important? I'm Haley Taylor, and you've been listening to the Rough Draft Diaries.